Peter Greenaway, all I think is arty films.
The Cook, the Thief, His Wife and Her Lover. Mm. That was one of his. He was just watching a painting for a couple of hours.
Correct.
A painting that moved along a bit every 5 minutes. Mm. Drowning by Numbers. Did you see that one? The only thing that
stopped... I got up to two. I was out of there.
The only thing that stops you nodding off in that one is there's a little number in the screen. You know, you have to keep... It was just an arty version of Where's Wally. You had to... Oh, look, there's the number 47. Oh, we're not even halfway. I remember going to one a few years ago called Z and Two Noughts, which very wittily spells zoo, because it's all set in a zoo, you see. Oh, he's an absolute genius. And on the way out, I kid you not, there were cinema employees standing in the foyer handing out booklets called Your Guide to Decoding This Film.
Oh, excellent.
I've said, where the hell were you when I was going in? Fat lot of good this is now. But anyway, listen to his latest mad scheme. He's staging an art exhibition in London called Spellbound. And what it is, it's five big glass boxes.
Mm.
Each one contains a different celebrity who just sits there doing nothing for 8 hours straight. Amongst those who have sat in one of Greenaway's boxes are Teresa Russell, Toya Wilcox, and former It Ain't Half Hot Mum star Melvin Hayes. Gee, that'll be his first gig in quite some time. And from this Sunday, check this out, you can see five former stars of the Carry On movies behind glass doing diddly.
Oh, no.
Not even a whoops, ooh, don't mind me. But said Teresa Russell, frankly, I didn't enjoy being an exhibit. I was bored. You obviously haven't sat through one of his films. Fortunately, we were allowed two toilet breaks. Do you imagine that? You're at an art gallery and suddenly one of the works goes, sorry about this, I've just got to pop out to the ladies. Could you fill in for me? Who would you like to see in a glass box? Mm. I'd like to see Lucky Grills. You know, it wouldn't be too long before the glass started to steam up. After 5 minutes, he'd be over at the door of the box, opening and shutting it real fast, going, excuse I, should always wait an hour after eating before attempting a bit of art.